Well, hi.
Hi, 你好.
It's lovely to be here and a real privilege to share again with you.
很喜歡來到這裡,這是我的榮耀來的。
We'll look at Jonah chapter 1 today. So we'll need God's help, so let me pray.
我們今天看約拿書第一章,我們現在祈禱。
Lord, thank you that all scripture is God-breathed and useful for teaching.
主,我們多謝你,你的聖經對我們是有用。
And for rebuking, correcting, and training in righteousness.
使我們知道什麼是對的,什麼是不對的。
We pray now that we would listen to your word for Jesus' sake. Amen.
我們祈禱,我們都希望求你幫助我們,我們能夠聽你的話語。 Amen.
The word of the Lord came to Jonah, son of Amittai.
神的話語是來到約拿,約拿就是
It came loudly. It came loudly, clearly, without ambiguity.
神的話語是很清楚的,是來到約拿那裡,是一點都不是含糊的。
No room for leeway or interpretation, a clear command.
这个是很清楚的,
Go to the city of Nineveh and preach against it.
这个命令就叫他去利利未城,然后向那些人说,他们很多事情是做错了的。
Because its wickedness has come up before me.
因为他们的败坏,神已经知道了。
And Jonah's heart sank.
约拿听到,他的心就沉了下去了。
It was a moment for decision. Go or don't go.
当时他要决定究竟去不去好呢?
The word of the Lord had come to Jonah, but he didn't want to go.
神的话语来到约拿,但是他又不想去。
So in a moment of stupidity, equal in extent to the clarity of God's intentions for him, Jonah went in the opposite direction.
当时他的愚蠢是等于好像神的说话那么清楚,他真的是不是很想去的。
Verse 3 says to us, But Jonah ran away from the Lord.
第三节那里说,约拿是逃避神。
And we're supposed to see the absurdity of this statement. Jonah ran away from the Lord, the God of the entire earth.
你看不看到呢,这个是很荒谬的事呢,因为神是全地的神,但是呢,约拿是想逃避他。
And we're supposed to see the absurdity of the details that follow as well.
咁呢,我哋跟住去睇一啲详细嘅地方呢,你都会睇到真係好荒谬㗎。
With a far-off city as his destination, he went down to Joppa.
佢去一个好远嘅地方,于是呢,佢就去到一个地方叫做约帕㗎。He
found a ship that was heading to Tarshish.
佢搵到一架船呢,于是佢就去咗一个地方叫做他斯。
He paid the fare, he went aboard, he sailed for Tarshish.
于是呢,佢係俾咗船费,佢上船,于是呢,就去到他斯呢个地方。
Each new task piling redundancy on redundancy.
他每一步都是将一些很无谓的事,一路加上去,于是更加是无谓了。Jonah,
God is everywhere. It makes no difference which city you choose, which ship you take.
我们知道神是无所不在的,无论你是坐什么船,去哪里,其实都没有分别的。
But he chooses Tarshish, where he supposes he would be free from the God who sees all the earth at once.
於是他就選了這個他斯,他以為去到那裡,他就可以逃避神了。Jonah
is a hopeless prophet.
他真是一個無可藥救的先知來的。But
why is he on this fruitless run from God?
為什麼他會這樣逃避神呢? 這個是不會有結果的。
What could possibly push him to such a stupid thing?
為什麼他會這麼傻呢?
Is it a momentary lapse? Has he forgotten that God owns the earth?
他是不是一時的差錯呢?他是不是真的忘記了,其實神是掌管這個地方,這個地頭的呢?
That he holds the depths of the earth in his hands, that he's inescapable?
這個地頭的深處其實都是在神的手裏面,我們是不可以逃避他的。
No, he knows this. And we see this in the irony of verse 9.
其實約拿是知道的,於是我們在第九節都看到,這是一個很諷刺的做法。
Where he says, I am a Hebrew, I worship the Lord, the God of heaven.
因为在第九节他说,我是希伯来人,我是敬畏耶和华,这个是创造天地的上帝。
who made the sea the path that he's chosen to flee along, and the dry land, the destination that he's intending to go to.
这个上帝是创造了这个海，而这个海呢，他就是要经过个海去到一个地方，这个陆地，这个陆地也是上帝所创造的。
He's not forgotten who God is, his power, his might, his presence everywhere.
他是没有忘记到其实神是没有能力，没有权威，他是无处不在的。
No, Jonah is running because he doesn't like God's commands.
约拿呢是逃避上帝，因为呢他不想听上帝的话。
He doesn't want to do what God asked him to do. He's running because in his heart, he knows better than God.
他不想听上帝的话，因为他心里面觉得他是比上帝更加好。
Granted, God's command is a hard one in verse 2.
我们知道在第二节这里，上帝的命令其实都是相当的难去应付的。
Verse 2 says, Go to the great city of Nineveh and preach against it, for its wickedness has come up before me.
因为上帝叫他去到这个大城利尼微城，然后向他们说他们的败坏已经是上帝知道了。
Jonah's been asked to preach against a whole people group, which is not that uncommon for prophets.
神是叫约拿是向 一群人一大班人 去说，而这个呢当时来讲呢，对一个先知来讲呢，都不是那么特殊的要求来的。
But he's been asked to go to the city he's to preach against, which is uncommon and a little scary.
但当时呢去到这个大城呢，他呢就很害怕的。
Because Nineveh had a reputation. They were known for being particularly cruel and savage.
因为呢尼尼微城的人呢是有一个很坏的声明，他们是非常之残忍和非常之野蛮的。
They were Israel's enemies, and their wickedness had come up before the Lord.
他们甚至是以色列人 的敌人来的，他们的败坏是神已经是知道了。
And God told Jonah to go there, where as a Jew, he wouldn't be particularly safe under any circumstances.
作为一个犹太人呢，去这个地方其实一定不会很安全的。
But in these circumstances, Jonah's very life would be in peril.
因为在这个情况他自己的生命可能都会是很危险的。
He was being asked by God to go and speak against this imposing, ferocious nation.
神就是告诉他，你要去向这班很强悍的这个国家的人去讲神的话语。
It would be a little like someone daring you to walk through the All Blacks rugby team while they were doing the haka and calling them soft or calling them girls.
咁呢度咧，好似一个咧就系喺澳洲呢度咧有队嘅榄球队啦 ，All Black 咧，佢哋开始嘅时候咧，佢哋有啲仪式就好大声叫嘅。当佢哋大声叫嘅时候，你话唔好咁嘈啦，细声啲啦咁。咁你话系咪咧会令到佢哋好憎你咧
？He was being asked to bring an unpopular message to a ferocious people with the potential of great cost to himself。
因为咧神咧系叫佢咧系向一班好凶猛嘅人咧。去讲一啲佢哋唔想听嘅话语。
He didn't like God's command. It made him uncomfortable. It probably scared him.
佢咧系唔中意神嘅命令，因为咧佢令到佢系好唔舒服，甚至咧会系令到佢好惊。
And so rather than doing as God has asked, he fled.
于是咧佢冇听上帝嘅话，佢就逃走啦。
He decided that fleeing from the unfleeable God would suit him better than doing what God had asked.
他决定是逃避这个不可以逃避的神 是好过去听神的话。
And of course, we laugh at Jonah a little, don't we? Silly Jonah doesn't really realize how silly he is.
听到这里我们都会 很笑约拿，为什么你会这么傻的呢？
But it doesn't require too much thought to realize that a laugh at Jonah is a nervous laugh at ourselves.
但我们都很容易就会看到我们去笑约拿，其实呢都是笑紧我们自己的。
Jonah is a hopeless prophet, and we laugh at him because he hears the clear, unambiguous word of God and does the opposite.
约拿呢是一个无可药救的先知，因为呢我们笑他，因为呢他是逃避神一个这么清楚的要求，他呢是做了完全相反的行动。
We laugh at him because he flees from the presence of an inescapable God.
我们去笑他，因为他希望是逃避一个不可以逃避的神。
And as though standing outside of the story, it's easy to see how ridiculous Jonah's being.
作為一個旁觀者咧，我哋好容易咧睇到佢呢個行為咧係真係非常之荒謬嘅。
It is of course much harder to see the ways in which we are ridiculous。
當然咧，我哋好多時候咧係更加難咧去睇到自己嘅行為咧都係咁唔合理。
The ways in which we hear the word of God in our own lives and do the opposite。
好多時候我哋聽到神喺我哋生命裏面說話，但係我哋咧就做出一啲相反嘅行為。
The ways in which we flee from the inescapable God。
我哋咧係去逃避一個唔可以逃避嘅神。
So I want to slow down here and ask the question of where we have heard the word of the Lord and fled from it。
於是我想喺度諗一諗咧，我哋究竟咧喺邊啲情況底下咧，我哋係去逃避神嘅話語。
And we can think about this specifically or broadly.
我哋可以从两个角度去睇，好具体去睇，或者系好概括咁去睇呢件事。
First, specifically, just like the word of God called Jonah to fulfill a particular ministry, the word of God calls all Christians to ministry.
好具体咁睇咧，我哋咧可以睇到咧，神咧系叫约拿咧去传道，而神咧亦都系叫我哋咧向其他嘅人咧系传福音。
And the opportunities for ministry are boundless and context-driven.
我哋传福音嘅机会其实无限嘅，亦都系咧因应我哋个处境咧系唔同嘅。
They may be formal or informal, big or small, at church or in the workplace.
我哋可以用个正式啲或者唔正式嘅方法，用大啲或者小啲嘅行动喺教会里边或者喺我哋嘅工作嘅岗位。
They may be with many people or one person, with people you don't know or with long-term friends.
我们可以向一个人传福音，也可以向一班人传福音，向我们的朋友传福音，或者向一些我们不识的人传福音。
But God called you into the ministry of proclaiming His word and serving people when He called you out of darkness and into light, when you heard the call to follow Jesus.
神咧呼召我哋咧系进入光明，离开黑暗，向我哋嘅周围嘅人咧传福音。我哋咧系听到耶稣基督嘅呼召系咁样样嘅。
And it's possible to flee from God's word without even knowing。
我哋甚至有可能咧系去逃避神嘅话语，我哋自己都唔知嘅。
So it's worth thinking about whether God's word is pushing you toward a particular task or type of service or ministry。
所以咧，我哋一定要谂清楚咧，究竟神嘅话语咧系咪咧系推动我哋咧去做一件嘅事，或者某一种嘅服务去传福音咧
？And to embrace God's word instead of fleeing。
咁我哋系咪去接纳神嘅话语而唔系去逃走咧
？Secondly, I want to think about this broadly。
第二点咧，我哋可以从一个比较阔嘅角度去睇呢个问题。
Because although Jonah fled from a specific command to perform a specific ministry, it's also possible to flee from God's word in lots of ways.
我哋睇到咧，系约拿咧，佢系去逃避神叫佢做某一件嘅事。但系我哋亦都可以睇到咧，其实我哋咧系可能咧会系逃避神咧做好多其他嘅事嘅。
And this is everyone's problem.
呢个其实系我哋每一个人嘅问题嚟嘅。
When it comes down to it, the problem with Jonah was that he put himself before God's word.
当我们看清楚这个问题的时候，我们看到约拿的问题就是他将自己所要的所的意愿是摆在神的话的前面。
He put his own desires not to go and not to preach against Nineveh over God's sovereign word.
他认为他的意愿不去传道呢是紧要过神的话叫他去理未成全道。
In essence, Jonah made himself God by imagining that he knew better than God himself.
所以基本上呢约拿就当了自己是神，因为他觉得呢他所想的是比神所想的更加好的。
And just as the word of the Lord came to Jonah, the son of Amittai, the word of the Lord has come to us.
昔日咧，神嘅话语嚟到亚美泰嘅儿子约拿，今日神嘅话语亦都嚟到我哋当中。
As we read it in our homes and in our church, as we hear it explained, as we discuss it in our Bible studies,
我哋可以喺我哋嘅屋企、喺教会，当我哋听到嘅时候，当我哋查经嘅时候，神嘅话语都嚟到我哋当中。
And by nature, the word of God will challenge us.
神嘅话语咧，基本上咧会系向我哋系一种挑战嚟嘅。
It will challenge our preferences, challenge our comforts, challenge our choices, challenge our lifestyle, challenge the situation that we're in.
神嘅话语咧会系挑战我哋嘅选择，向我哋嘅安逸嘅生活挑战，向我哋嘅呢个我哋嘅生活嘅模式，向我哋嘅处境情况咧都系一种挑战嚟嘅。
The Word of God will ask us to make changes in our lives and in our thoughts and in our attitudes.
神的话语呢是叫我们呢要去改变在我们的思想、行为和我们的生活里面呢是作出改变。
And making these changes will require us to believe that God's Word is better and wiser and more beneficial to us than our own preferences.
当我们要作出这些改变的时候呢是需要我们呢是接受咧神嘅话语，其实比我哋嘅所谂嘅系更加好嘅，系更加对我哋有益嘅。我哋嘅选择咧，咁样先至系会咧系啱嘅。
And this will be hard, but in this we have one that we can fix our eyes on.
呢个其实就系好困难做得到嘅。
I'm sure you're familiar with Jesus' temptation in the wilderness in Matthew, Mark, and Luke.
我相信咧，你哋都会对耶稣基督喺马太、马可、路加三个福音里面个试探嗰个记载咧系好清楚嘅。
In this temptation, Jesus is asked to stop trusting in the Father's ways and His word.
喺呢个嘅试探里面咧，耶稣系被试探咧话佢唔好再信任神嘅话语。
He's asked to put himself and his own preferences first.
佢系试探咧，系将佢自己系摆咗喺神嘅前边更加重要。
He's tempted three times, and each time he answers Satan with the Word of God.
他被魔鬼是试探三次，而呢三次呢他都是用上帝的话语是击退魔鬼的。
Jesus knew the Word of the Lord, and he embraced it, and embodied it, and lived it out with perfection.
耶稣基督是认识神的话语，他亦都能够呢将神的话语身体力行出来。
We too are to embrace the Word of God, embody it, and live it out.
我们也都是需要将神的话语是身体力行这样去行出来的。
So we need to pray that the Holy Spirit would help us to be like Jesus and not like Jonah.
我们需要向圣灵祈祷，希望呢是耶稣基督帮助我们是似他而不是似约拿。
In some ways,We know all that we need to know about Jonah to realize just how hopeless he was, how hopeless a prophet he was.
我哋可能都会咧系真系了解到咧，约拿咧系一个咧系无可药救嘅先知啦。
The word of the Lord came to him, and he ran in the opposite direction.
因为神嘅话语临到佢，佢咧就系走去另外一个方向逃避神。
But there's more to be gained from the rest of the chapter, so let's press on.
但我觉得我们还可以从这个第一章这里是学到更加多的东西的。
And in verse 4, we see God's response to Jonah's rejection of his word.
在第四节这里我们看到是神对于约拿的做法他的反应是什么。
Then the Lord sent a great wind on the sea, and such a violent storm arose that the ship threatened to break up.
我们看到是神是令到大风产生，而呢个船咧因为大风咧差唔多咧吹到散晒啦。
Of course, we knew that Jonah couldn't really get away from the Lord.
当然我哋知道咧，约拿咧系唔可以逃避神嘅。
And God proves this by sending a ferocious storm, not so much as a punishment, but as a pursuit.
我哋睇到咧，神咧系用一个好强烈嘅大风咧去。不是真的说去惩罚约拿，而是希望对于他来说是有一些推动的作用。
And in the midst of this fury, the sailors in their fear cry out to their own gods.
在这个这个飓风底下那些水手就过得很害怕。
But in the midst of the storm, verse 5 says, Jonah had gone down below deck where he lay down in a deep sleep.
在这个飓风当中呢，约拿呢佢就喺第五节嗰度睇到呢，佢呢就去到船舱底下嗰度呢，佢就喺嗰度瞓觉。
But the captain of the ship finds him there, and he can't believe it.
但是船长呢又见到他在那里睡觉，于是他觉得很奇怪，为什么在那里睡觉呢？
And in verse 6 he says, How can you sleep? Get up and call on your God. Maybe he will take notice of us so that we will not perish.
第六节那里呢，他对他说，你怎样，为什么在这样的情况都还可以睡觉呢？你应该向你的神祈求呢，因为我们呢都差不多就快没命了。
The captain knows the situation here. He knows that if things remain as they are, they'll all die.
因为那个船长知道的情况是这样，是很严峻的。如果继续是这样的时候，大家都会死的。
And the sailors in desperation decide to cast lots, to roll a dice, to find out who's responsible for this.
那些水手呢在绝望当中呢，于是他们就是抽签，就看看究竟谁是对这个风浪应该负责任的呢？
And the lot fell on Jonah.
抽签的结果呢，就大家都知道了，原来因为约拿的缘故。
And in all of this, the sailors and the captain are so active.
在这件事里面呢，我们看到呢，船长和那些水手呢，个个都是很主动做一些事的。
Their desperation drives them to prayer and to activity.
他们的绝望呢，是令到他们会去祈祷，令到他们有所行动的。
While the sailors cry out to their gods, Jonah sleeps.
当这些水手呢，是向他们自己的神去祈求的时候，约拿居然就在睡觉。
They are doing what Jonah should be doing.
他们所做的就是应该呢，约拿都应该是这样做的。
They have more trust in their false gods than Jonah seems to have in the true and living God.
他们所信的神虽然是假的，但是他们对他呢都更加是有信心，比约拿是更加大的信心，虽然约拿信那个神呢是真的神的。
And even the pagan captain rebukes him and tells him, the prophet,To cry out to his God.
甚至一个不信的船长呢都是骂他，他说呢，你应该向你的神去祈求的。
Things are out of kilter, they're not quite right.
这样做似乎不是很对的。
And in the sailor's questioning, who are you? Trying to find out what on earth happened to cause this calamity, he answers in verse 9.
当那些水手呢是问他究竟你是谁呢，会令到这件事这样发生的时候呢，在第九节他是这样讲的。
In verse 9 he says, I am a Hebrew. I worship the Lord, the God of heaven, who made the sea and the dry land.
他说呢，我是希伯来人，我所信的神呢，他是创造天地万物的。
I worship the Lord? I worship the Lord?
我是敬拜这个神的。
He certainly didn't seem to be worshipping the Lord right now.
当时他所做的就真的不似得是他在这里敬拜这个神。
But his answer makes clear to the sailors the might of the true and living God that flight from him could cause such a demonstration of awesome power.
他的答案呢是使到那些水手呢很清楚见到呢，这个是又真又活的神，他要逃避他呢，就令到这件这样的事呢，这么大风浪呢是会发生。
And with this newfound fear of the Lord, they balk at Jonah's suggestion that he should be thrown into the sea.
当他们发觉了这个神是这么真的时候，他们甚至是很犹豫呢，听约拿的讲，叫他呢是将他是扔在海里面。
How could they kill one who is aligned to the God of such power?
因为他们觉得他们怎可以是将这个跟神这么有关系的人呢，是杀了他呢？
Eventually they do, crying out for mercy from the Lord.And of course the sea calms down.
当然最后呢，他们都真的这样做，将他扔了海，而个风浪就平静了。
Jonah is thrown into a raging sea, but sinks down into a calm sea.
约拿是被扔入一个很大风浪的海里面，但是个风浪慢慢就平静了。
One life given for the sake of others.
约拿一个人的生命呢，是救回全船的人。
And of course, the sailors are again struck by the reality of God.
当然这些船上的水手都是认识到这个神是真实的。
Of course, his power, but also his mercy. And verse 16 says that at the calming down of the sea,
他们认识到这个神是有能力，也是有慈悲的。在第十六节里，他们见到这个海是平静下来。
They greatly feared the Lord, and they offered a sacrifice to the Lord, and made vows to him.
于是他们对这个神是非常敬畏，甚至向他是献祭，向他许愿。
They saw the mercy and the might of the Lord, the God of the sea and the dry land, and they turned to him.
他们见到这个神是满有慈悲和满有能力， 他见到这个是创造天地万物的神， 于是他们就敬拜他。
And when we see Jonah and the sailors next to each other, it just becomes even clearer how hopeless a prophet Jonas is.
当我们见到约拿和这班水手所做的时候， 我们真的很清楚看到
He is constantly outshone by the pagan sailors as their faith in the true and living God, as they put their faith in the true and living God while he flees.
我们看到这班的水手，他们是对神是有这个信任，但是约拿他自己所做的是令到他是比不上这班水手所做的事。
In his slumber, he's rebuked by the pagan captain for not calling on his God. I'm sure you know the verse from 1 Peter 2:12. Live such good lives among the pagans that though they accuse you of doing wrong, they may see your good deeds and glorify God on the day he visits us.
这里是这么说的，你们在外邦人中应当行为端正，叫那些毁谤你们是作恶的，因看见你们的好行为，现在鉴察的日子，归荣耀给神。
Jonah is doing just the opposite of what this verse calls us to do.
约拿所做的就刚刚跟这一节圣经所说的相反。
His life is not commending God. And we need to examine our own lives too. It's not very common that a Christian doesn't want to commend God in their lives.
当然我们不是真的很经常会这样做，是我们不想神得到荣耀。
But there's no Christian who commends God with every aspect of their lives all the time.
但我亦都知道，每一个基督徒都会将他的整个生命所做的是得到神，令到神有荣耀的。
Not because we don't want to.
不是因为我们不想。
But because we don't, because we have blind spots.
而是因为我们都有些盲点。
Because our society sometimes supports godly attitudes.
因为我们的社会有时候会支持我们一些爱神的态度。
And so it can be hard to work out the ungodly attitudes from the godly attitudes.
于是我们就很难分辨出究竟哪个态度是爱神，哪个态度是不爱神。
All of us are influenced by our society and our culture.
我们每一个人都受到我们的社会，我们的文化影响的。
This is normal.
其实这个是正常的。
But we need to pray for wisdom to work out the good parts from the bad.
但我们要祈祷，使我们有智慧，分辨哪些是好的，哪些是不好的。
And we need to have the word of God as the test.
我们要用神的话语作为一种试验，究竟是对不对。
We need to pray that God would help us not to be outshone by those around us.
我们希望是我们祈祷， 向神祈祷，我们不会是我们的行为是比我们周围的人是不如的。
But instead live such good lives that by those lives we commend God to the people around us.
而我们希望我们的生命，我们的行为都是能够彰显神的荣耀。
We need to be like Jesus.
我们是需要好像基督那样。
He was tempted in the desert.
基督在旷野那里是被受试探。
He turned over the tables in the temple court.
他在圣殿里面是打翻了那些台。
He taught the word of God and he healed people.
他是讲神的话语，也都是医治人。
He showed compassion and he opposed evil.
他对人是有爱心，他也都是反对那些邪恶的东西。
He carried his cross so that he could die on it.
他是 背负十字架，而在十字架上牺牲，
for your sins and for mine，
为到你和为到我的罪。
And in all of this，
在这些所有的事上面，
he submitted his own will to the will of the Father，
他都是将他自己的意愿是 交俾上帝。
And his life commended God.
佢嘅行为咧系能够荣耀神嘅。
We need to be like Jonah.
我哋亦都系需要好似约拿咁样。
In fact, we need to be like Jesus and not like Jonah.
其实我哋我哋系应该要学耶稣咁样，系唔好学约拿咁样。
The word of the Lord came to Philadelphia Anglican Church.
神嘅话语嚟到圣公会友爱堂呢一度。
Jonah was hopeless. He rejected the word of the Lord.
约拿咧系无可药救，因为咧佢系拒绝咗神嘅话语。
And he was outshone in faithfulness by the people around him.
佢嘅信心咧，更加系比唔上佢周围嘅人。
The word of the Lord came to Philadelphia Anglican Church.
神嘅话语嚟到圣公会友爱堂呢一度。
Let's fix our eyes on Jesus.
让我哋嘅眼睛系向住耶稣基督。
Jesus, who is the bright shining light of the world.
耶稣基督系呢一个系我哋世界嘅光。
Let's fix our eyes on the one who trusted God's word.
让我哋眼睛都系向住耶稣基督，因为佢系信任。神的话语。
Amen. Amen.